Alberto, you said a lot of what I was, you gave information that I wasn't aware of, but that was the direction I was going to go. I would also add two things. The guidelines on deinstitutionalization also address the issue of support needs, and support needs should be assessed prioritize self-assessment tools, and there should obviously be, for people with psychosocial disabilities, even the needs that the mental health system has taken upon itself need to be addressed simply based on interactive methods, interacting with the person about their support needs. And I would also point out that practices being developed around support in the exercise of legal capacity, I believe in Latin America in particular, are addressing this, where there is a standard that I think is understood as best practice, that this should be purely interactive and doesn't need to be about disability, but it's purely about what kind of supports the people need. And so I think that even there could be ways of getting away from even using the concept of disability in addressing benefits. People should not have to be declared somehow incapable of working or impaired in some way in order to receive the benefits they need.